And if it's cold outside, you have to wear
a sweater, jacket, or a coat.
Mm-hmm. And a cloth that you use to blow your nose.
Usually a Kleenex.
Okay.
Or a handkerchief.
Uh-huh. Well, how about a similar one that you use to wipe the sweat off your brow when you're working, or whatever you might tie it around your head?
Bandana.
Mm-hmm. And the clothes that you would use to work on the ranch or work outside in your garden are called?
Work clothes.
Mm-hmm. How about the clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Winter clothes.
Okay. How about shoes that you use to work out on the ranch or in your garden?
In the garden, I wear my oldest shoes. Sometimes on the ranch, I wear riding boots. Or mm-hmm. Depends on what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would not do garden work in riding boots.
Okay. Right. things you wear to protect your hands are?
Gloves.
Uh-huh. And to protect your head from the sun?
Hat.
Okay. And this article of clothing is what?
Pants, uh-huh. Slacks.
How about if a man's article of clothing?
Trousers.
And is trouser limited to men? You can't say these are like women's trousers. You'd have to say.
I don't think it's limited anymore. Do you?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it much, but some people have said that.
Well, usually it's talking about a man.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies, there are slacks or pants or jeans or.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to hold up their trousers, men wear an elastic thing that's called?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Oh, of course. You know, we're addicted to Mexican food here. And enchiladas, I think, are my favorite Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
Tacos, chiles rellenos. What chili con queso, tostadas. I don't like Italian food very much, but I guess aside from American food, I do enjoy Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. Do you make Mexican food yourself?
I used to a lot, but I don't anymore. I used to do a lot of cooking, and I did learn to make some Greek dishes that my husband's mother and once in a while, I do that,
mm-hmm.
but not as much as I used to.
How'd you make enchiladas?
You want me to give you the whole process?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, you take a corn tortilla, and this is the way I did it before I had to count the fat and the calories. You know, when it was, you heat oil, and you dip your tortilla in the oil. Then you dip your tortilla in the homemade chili colorado enchilada sauce that you make, which is not too hard to do. And then you grate either white cheese, Monterey Jack, or cheddar cheese. And we like onion at our house, and so I chopped up a lot of onion. Okay, you take your hot tortilla that you fried in the oil and dipped in the enchilada sauce, and you put it on a plate, and then you put cheese. You layer it with cheese and onion, and then you put another tortilla and another. If you're fixing for a hungry man, you put about five or six.
Mm-hmm.
And then my family liked to fry an egg and put them on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then put more enchilada sauce on top.
That's how we make ours too.
Making me hungry. How about you?
You're about to eat. Dinner's coming.
That's the way your grandma and your mom make them?
Yeah.
That's a good way, isn't it? A lot of people roll them now and put them in a casserole.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way that we traditionally have done, even on the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Are there Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
Oh, they're all easier to buy than to make. I'm afraid so.
Do you go to Lupita's?